For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Friday morning. Good morning to everyone. It is the end of the week, and I know I've shared before, there are some weeks that go by and I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, it's the weekend, great. But then there are other weeks, and I'll look at my calendar and go, oh, I must admit, I am thrilled it's a Friday. Well, you know what? I am thrilled it's a Friday. Woo, we be working. We're having a good time, but I'm just looking forward to the weekend. How's that? I pray you are, too. I pray you are, too. And I hope you've enjoyed the entire week's broadcast. And what I want to do today, because we've been talking about Ephesians 4:1 and Paul's exhortation, I want you to lead a life worthy of your calling. And we talked about how that was representative of the word worthy in the Greek, a scales that a lawyer would set on his table. And on the left-hand side, in lieu of all who God is and who he's made us to be in him, is the right side reflecting that kind of a life. Because it can and it should and it will if you continue to have discipline and expose yourself to the Word of God and walk it out. Amen. But I want to read some scriptures that will help you know who you are in Christ. And in the meantime, please go to the website, register for those classes on Ephesians. They begin Monday night, September 9th, 3 weeks, September 9th, 1623, free, but you must register. And I greatly look forward to meeting you. The names that have been coming in, I don't recognize them, which gets me excited because it's new people. I want to meet you. And so you do that. You do that all weekend, and I will see you Monday night. But listen to some of these scriptures, and just if you're in your home or if you're in your office and you're allowed to close your eyes, just listen and meditate on these. If you're in the car, you better not be closing those eyes now unless you pull over. How about this one? Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together, talking about Christ, in Christ, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is what God has done. On the left-hand side of the scales, God has raised us up together and made us sit with Christ in the heavenly places of God. Wow. The right side of the scales now should reflect that. What about this one? Colossians 1:26-27. Even the mystery which has been hid from the ages, from generations, is now made manifest to his saints. Verse 27. To whom God would make known the riches of the glory of the mystery among Gentiles. And what is that mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in us. That's the hope of glory. What about this one? Colossians 2:10. You are complete in him. Wow, that's good news. Talking about getting your identity in Christ. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Acts 17:28, for in him we live and move and have our being. 2 Peter 1:3-4, his divine power has given us everything. Can you imagine? Required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. He gave us these great and precious promises so that through them we would share in the divine nature, escaping the corruption in the world because of evildoers. Whew, that's so good. So good. More. Those who are in Christ have laid aside the old self. That's Colossians. Love you. Thank you for listening all week. Have a great weekend. By his grace, we'll be back on Monday. I can't wait to see you Monday, September 9th, for the class of Ephesians. Register this weekend. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.